This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The state's online homepage remains down today due to a cyber attack. Officials say anonymous foreign actors hacked Colorado.gov. Colorado Chief Information Security Officer Ray Yepez says communities across the state need to prepare for cyber attacks that could be much worse.
The water system can be affected by cyber attack. Transit can be affected by cyber attacks. Anything that we do nowadays, our life depends on technology.
A temporary web page is up, and officials say state services have not been affected. There's no timeline for when the full Colorado website will be restored. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations are up slightly this week as the cooler weather starts settling in. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The last 2 years of the pandemic saw big coronavirus waves build in the fall and peak with high numbers in the winter. COVID-19 hospitalizations this week are still relatively low at 185 patients with confirmed cases. But that's an increase for the second straight week after 2 months of decline. Vaccines targeting the super transmissible Omicron variant are now widely available, but so far the number of Coloradans getting those shots is modest. Doctors warn a bad season could be on the horizon, including a lot of flu, and they're urging residents get shots for both viruses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office says it will develop a crisis response team. The announcement comes after the shooting death of a 22-year-old Boulder resident. In June, a county deputy killed Christian Glass after he called 911 for help getting his car unstuck. Glass at the time told deputies he was too afraid to get out of the car. Neighboring counties, Gilpin and Jefferson, both already have crisis response teams. This is CPR News and KRCC.